Good evening, everyone. My name is Jennifer. I'm a grateful believer. I have victories over alcohol and struggle with depression, pride, and nicotine. So today's lesson is on victory. Principle 5, voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in my life and humbly ask him to remove my character defects. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. Matthew 5:6. Step 6, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. James 4:10. And step 7, we humbly asked him to remove all of our shortcomings. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. So tonight we're going to look at an overview of Principle 5. We're going to answer the question, how can you have victory over your defects of character? The V is voluntarily. Voluntarily submitting to every change God wants me to make in my life. And that's really important that it's voluntarily. God is a gentleman. He is not going to drag you kicking and screaming to change your character defects. He will wait patiently for you to humble yourself and ask him to remove your shortcomings. When you accepted Principle 3, you made the most important decision of your life by choosing to turn your life over to God's will. That decision got you right with God. Then you began to work on yourself. You made a fearless and moral inventory of yourself. The first step in any victory is to recognize the enemy. If you don't know what you're fighting, you can't fight it. My inventory showed me that I, myself, am my greatest enemy. You come clean by admitting and confessing to yourself, to God, and to another person your wrongs and your sins. Probably for the first time in your life, you are able to take off the muddy glasses of denial and look at reality with a clear, clean focus. Now you are considering what step 6 says, that you're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. You're at a place in your life where you say, I don't want to live this way anymore. I want to get rid of my hurts, hang-ups, and habits. But how do I do it? The good news is, you don't do it. You are not responsible for removing all the defects of character. God is. That's why the step says you are entirely ready to have God remove all the defects of character. So how do you begin that process? The first thing you do is the I, identify. Identify which character defects you want to work on first. Pray about it. Ask God to reveal them to you. If you're doing a daily inventory, look for patterns. Look for things that keep showing up. Look for areas in your life where you keep losing your temper or you keep having to say, I'm sorry. Go back to the wrongs, shortcomings, and sins you discovered in your inventory. Falling down doesn't make you a failure. Staying down does. It's a famous quote that I use often in my work. Falling down is an accident. Staying down is a choice. God doesn't just want us to admit our wrongs, to admit that we've fallen down. He wants to help us get back up again. He wants to give us a future and a hope. He doesn't want to just forgive us. He loves us so much, he wants to change us. Ask God to first remove the character defects that are causing you the most pain. And be specific. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Proverbs 16:9. Let's move to the C, which stands for change your mind. When you become a Christian, you become a brand new creation. The old nature is gone. And the changes that are going to take place are a result of a team effort. You and God working together to remove those defects of character. It's your responsibility to take the action to follow God's direction for change. God can tell you go left here, but if you don't go left, you're not going to see what he's taking you to. To transform means to change your condition, to change your nature. God wants to do more than just change our behaviors. He wants to change the way we think. Simply changing your behaviors is like having a tree in your backyard and chopping the limbs off and then expecting it to just stay that way. If you don't actually get down to the roots, if you don't take care of the tree at the roots, the branches will simply grow back. So God wants to change the way we think, the roots of what's causing that behavior. We need to let God transform our minds. How do we do that? By the T in victory, turning. Turning your character defects over to Jesus Christ. Relying on your own willpower, your own self-will, has blocked your recovery. Your past efforts to change your hurts, habits, and hang-ups by yourself were unsuccessful. But if you humble yourselves before the Lord, he will lift you up. James 4:10. Now, turning your character defects over to God is not like, here you go, God, I'm done. It can be a daily, an hourly, a minute-by-minute turning that character defect over to God. Wherever it pops up, turning it back over. I don't know about any of you, but I'm really good at picking up stuff I've already put at the foot of the cross. So it requires, in my own life, with my own pride, it requires turning it over every single time that it pops up. Humility is not a bad word, and being humble doesn't mean that you're being weak. Humility is like underwear. We should have it, but we shouldn't let it show. Humility is to make the right estimate of oneself or to see ourselves as God sees us. You can't proceed in your recovery until you turn your defects of character over to Jesus. The next letter is O, one day at a time. And this goes along with that continual turning over of your character defects to God. We're not focusing on, well, next week I'm going to turn it over to God. Or this time I'm going to hold on to it. Or in the future, I'm going to be really good at not having that character defect. One day at a time means we're working on it every day. One day at a time, day by day. Because your character defects were not developed overnight. They're patterns that you have worn in your mind over years and years and years. I like to think of it as when you're doing landscaping in your yard and you run the wheelbarrow down the same path over and over and over again. Eventually, that path becomes a rut. What we're doing when we go one day at a time working on with God to change our character defects is we're making a new path. It doesn't mean that the old path goes away, and it's very easy to slip back into the old path, but we're creating a new path. So there's a cliche that they mention in the book that I think really highlights this step. Life by the yard is hard, life by the inch is a cinch. So it's not leaps and bounds, it's not, God, I give you my pride today and tomorrow I wake up and my pride is completely gone. It's one day at a time, inch by inch, moment by moment. When I start to regret the past or fear the future, I look to Exodus 3:14, where God tells me that his name is I Am. God tells me that when I live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, life is hard. I can take God back there to heal me, to forgive my sins. But God does not say my name is I Was. God doesn't live in my past. God says my name is I Am. When I try to live in the future with its unknown problems and fears, life is hard. I know God will be with me when that day comes, but God does not say, my name is I Will Be. God says, my name is I Am. God is in the present moment. He doesn't want us to be stuck in the past or in the future. He wants us to be working on our character defects with him in the present. When I live in today, this moment, one day at a time, life is not hard. God says, I am here. My life verses are, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. The next letter is the letter R for recovery. Like I've been saying, recovery is not a one and done. I don't do it once and I'm good. It's a one day at a time after one day at a time. Once you ask God to remove your character defects, you begin a journey that will lead you to a new freedom from your past. Don't look for perfection. No one's going to get there. You're never going to get to it. The only time we're going to be perfect is when we're up there with Him. So on earth, scratch perfection. Practice does not make perfect. I grew up hearing that. Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. Practice makes permanent. So rejoice in the steady progress and the permanency of the new ways of thinking and acting that you establish with God. Hear these words of encouragement from God's word. And I am sure that God, who began a good work within you, will keep right on helping you grow in His grace until His task is finished within you, is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns. Philippians 1:6. And the last letter in victory is Y, you. You must choose to change. And this one is probably the one out of this acrostic that I struggle with most. And it's because my pride gets in the way. I think, I've got this. I can do this. I'm strong enough. I can work hard enough. And God says, no, your strength is found in me. When you are weak, I am strong. A true reliance on Jesus allows you to make the changes that you want to make. But you have to voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in your life. God is waiting to turn your weaknesses into strengths. All you need to do is humbly ask. God gives strength to the humble, so give yourselves humbly to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And when you draw close to God, God will draw close to you. James 4:6-8. To make changes in our lives, all you have to do and need to do is to be entirely ready to let God be the life changer. We are not the how or the when. We are the preparation. All we have to do is be ready. Tonight, Jesus is asking you, do you want to be healed? Do you want to change? You must choose to change. That's what Principle 5 is all about. Let's close with a prayer. Dear God, show me your will in working on my shortcomings. Help me not to resist the changes that you have planned for me. I need you to direct my steps. Help me stay in today, not get dragged back into the past or lost in the future. I ask you to give me the power and the wisdom to make the very best I can out of today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.